That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's lion-taming act didn't turn out so well when the lion broke the glass partition Abner had put in the cage. And now, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store. Abner, wrapped in bandages, is just entering. Listen.
Come in. What can I do for... Oh, my goodness alive. Is that you, Abner?
Yeah, this is me, I think.
Never hardly knowed you with all them bandages on. You must have been hurt by that lion yesterday worse than I figured you would.
Oh, I don't think I'm hurt so bad, Lum. Elizabeth just wropped all these bandages around on me. Said she's afeard some of the places might get inflected.
Well, she's more than likely right, too. That old lion scratched you up pretty good.
Yeah, he plays rough, I'll admit that. Of course, to be honest, I ain't sure he scratched me at all.
He never. Well, how'd you get hurt then?
Well, I think it's that glass partition in there that broke. That done all the scratching.
Well, now, come to think of it, that lion looked about as scared as you did. When he hit that glass, I never seen such a surprised look on a critter's face in my life.
Well, personal, I don't recollect just how he did look.
Well, you had your eyes closed. You couldn't have saw nothing.
There weren't a whole lot I wanted to see at that time, except the outside of that cage.
You know, I don't believe that was a very good idea in the first place, putting that glass partition in the lion's cage.
No, it ought to have been made out of iron or something like that. I never thought about that critter jumping through it.
It's a good thing we got you out of there when we did. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lum, I just don't see how I'm ever going to get up enough nerve to go back in that cage again.
Well, I don't blame you a bit, Abner. Just twixt me and you, I'm sort of scared to do a lot of them stunts Squire's been trying to get me to do. Swinging around in that trapeze cleanup at the top of the tent, for instance.
Oh, yeah. And I'd be scared just to go out there in that costume you're supposed to wear. Feller'd be bound to getting at least one fight in that kind of a get-up, Lum.
Yeah, me and you just ain't cut out for this kind of work, Abner.
No, I don't believe we're, now that you mention it.
Now, Granny, Squire might not have had me talked into laying down under that elephant. I'd have been flatter'n a pancake again that big varmint set down on me.
Yeah. Well, of course, the reason Squire's wanting us to do them things was to save expenses.
Yeah, I know that.
And I reckon expenses is one thing we've got to save on. We sure ain't making no money out of the circus, just sitting over there with the animals gobbling up all that feed every day.
Yeah, you're sure right about that. That's the reason Squire wants us to be performers. But you notice he ain't taking no chances being et up by no animals or nothing dangerous.
Oh, no.
He's figuring on being ringmaster and head barker.
Barker?
Yeah, barking out in front.
What's he going to do that for?
To get folks to come inside the tent.
Well, I don't see how that'll get them to come inside the tent. Looks to me like that'd run them off. That's the way old Blue, that hound dog of mine, runs folks off our place there, barking at them.
Well, this is different.
It sure is. Having a man barking, why, folks will think he's got the hydrophobies.
Abner, it ain't that kind of barking. He ain't going to bark like no dog.
What's he going to bark like?
He ain't going to bark like nothing. He's just going to stand up on the platform out there and give the folks a big talk about what we've got on the inside of the tent.
Oh, going to make a speech, huh?
Yeah, that's what it is, sure.
Ain't gonna bark at all.
No, that's just what they call it in the circus business.
Oh, you mean like Squire calling them lions and tigers cats all the time?
Yeah. Like he's calling the hay for the horses cornflakes the other day.
Yeah, and I wondered about that. He told me to get some cornflakes, so I fixed him up a little bowl of it with cream and sugar, but got to looking so good I ate it myself.
Well, he just meant hay.
Yeah, well, I reckon I'll just have to catch on to that lingo as long as we're in the business now.
Well, I ain't so sure we're in it, Abner.
Huh?
There ain't no use talking. We can't go out there and do them stunts ourselves.
No, that's right. I forgot about that. I don't want to get clawed to pieces, I know that.
Yeah, we just got to talk Squire out of that idea some way.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him to hire some regular performers and animal trainers to do all that.
Well, how can we afford it, Lum?
I don't know. We got to do it some way, though. Anyway, that's Squire's problem. We hired him to manage this circus, you know.
Yeah, and maybe we made a mistake there too, Lum. He's kind of a hard man to deal with. Dog as he can talk you into something before you know what's happened.
Yeah, well, we've got to get him to let us out of them jobs. That's all there are to it. I don't mind telling you, I'd die of fright before we got halfway through one performance.
Yeah, I know just how you feel. I've been getting awful nervous and upset here lately. You know how high strung I am.
Yeah, well, he figured out a way to spend $50 for that calliope he bought, so maybe he can figure out a way to hire some other fellers.
Well, I know how he figured out how to get that $50. He got it from us. Claimed it was a capital invest or something.
Yeah, that's right, Ann.
Yes, sir.
Well, anyway, if he don't get somebody else to swing in that trapeze and crawl under the elephants, I'm getting out of their circus business right now.
I don't get. Wait a minute. Yonder comes Squire now, Lum. Let's talk to him about it before we get any deeper into this thing.
Yeah, we'll have a showdown with him and get this settled once and for all.
Yes, sir.
We ain't going to do them things, and that's final.
Yes, sir. That is final.
We'll tell him.
Yes, sir.
You back me up.
Yes, sir.
Find out.
Well, good morning, Jack.
Now, howdy, Squire.
Great Scott, Abner. Did you get scratched up that badly yesterday?
Oh, no. Elizabeth done this.
Oh, little domestic quarrel, huh? That's too bad. What'd she hit you with?
Oh, I never meant that. I mean, she banished me up this way, said I might get inflected.
Oh, I see. I think we'd better have a little business meeting in regard to our circus.
Well, that's fine, Squire, because there's a couple of things me and Abner want to take up with you.
Yes, sir, and that's final.
Hush up, Abner.
What'd you say, Abner?
He never said nothing. Squire, me and Abner's been thinking over this circus deal, and we...
Well, I have too, Lum, and I've come to the conclusion that it's high time we arranged for an opening somewhere and got this circus underway. And the quicker the better. We're not making any money this way.
Well, no, we ain't. We're saying that ourselves just now, but what now, we want...
I think we can get us a date at the county seat.
A date? You better count me out of that right now. Elizabeth ever heard anything like that, I'd have to be banished up a heap more than I am now.
Yeah, we better stick to business, Squire.
Well, Lum...
To be honest, I'm a little surprised at you, Squire.
Lum, a date means an engagement.
No, not always.
It generally leads to that, though. Don't get mixed up in anything like that, Lum.
An engagement to play the circus is what I mean.
Oh, I see. Sure, yeah.
However, now, we've got a big problem, and that is how to move the circus in there. We haven't got any trucks to pull the wagons.
Granny, that's right, ain't it?
Lum's got that trailer hidden. Ain't got no way to pull that, neither.
Now, that's our major problem right at the moment, men.
Well, there's a problem we got, too.
You think we might make a deal with Walt Bass to loan us or rent us some of his logging trucks?
Well, I don't know.
I think things are rather slow over there at the sawmill right now. Why don't you talk to him, Lum?
Well, why don't you talk to him? You're the manager of the circus.
Well, I just thought maybe you'd like to handle it yourself, Lum. Being one of the owners and all, I don't like to go over your head on these deals.
Well...
And now if that's taken care of, there's another matter I'd like to discuss with you men.
Well, wait a minute, Squire. Even if we can get Walt's logging trucks, I ain't so sure they can do the whole job. What about the giraffe and the elephants? Get two elephants on a truck and there wouldn't be room for the driver, hardly.
Oh, well, the elephants will move themselves, Lum.
You mean drive the trucks ourselves?
No, Abner, of course he don't. Who ever heard of an elephant driving a truck?
I don't know. That'd sure be a funny sight. See him sitting up there in the front seat driving that away.
That's ridiculous.
You know, when he wanted to turn a corner, he could just signal by sticking that trunk out to one side and not have to take his hands off the wheel. Or his paws. Or hoofs. Or what do you call an elephant's feet?
Well, don't matter what they're called, Abner. Now, Squire, what
I bound you them policemen is in there at the county seat think twice before they'd run out and bawl him out for not stopping at one of them stoplights.
Abner, will you hash that up? We're trying to talk business here.
Yes. Now, that other matter I wanted to discuss was in regard to the animal training and trapeze job that you men were going to handle.
Well, now, that's just what we wanted to talk about, too.
Yes, sir.
And before we start moving this circus anyplace, we want to get that settled once and for all.
And that's final.
Yes, well, I know how you feel about that, men, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to go against your wishes on that score.
Well, now, wait a minute, Squire.
I'm sure that you men recognize the danger connected with those jobs.
Oh, well, we ain't worried about the danger.
No, of course not.
We ain't scared to do nothing, fur as that goes.
Run me in a cage with 16 lines. I don't care.
Now, here's the way we feel about it.
Lum, I know how you feel about it. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to give you the bad news on that.
Now, just a second, Squire.
I don't want to have any hard feelings over this, man, but I've gone ahead and hired some other men for those jobs.
Huh?
Huh?
You mean we don't have to... you've hired some other fellers, huh?
Yes, now, don't take this too hard, Lum. I know it's a great disappointment to you men, But after watching you try to, well, I mean, after thinking it over, and in view of the relative short time before we open, I thought our best bet would be to get some professional corny folks in here.
Well, Squire, this is a great disappointment to me and Abner, but...
I know it, Long.
Personal, I'm willing to forget myself and put the circus ahead of everything.
Yeah, that's just the way I feel about it. Just exactly. And that's final.
Well, that's settled. But now, what about the arrangement to move the circus? And where is the money coming from to pay the performers Squire has hired?